AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. Former Florida Senator Bob Graham, who chaired the Intelligence Committee following the 2001 terrorist attacks and opposed the Iraq invasion, has died. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
His family announced the death in a statement posted on X. Graham, who served three terms in the Senate, made an unsuccessful bid for the 2004 Democratic presidential nomination, emphasizing his opposition to the Iraq invasion. But his bid was delayed by heart surgery. Graham's political career spanned five decades from state representative to Florida's governor. As a politician, few were better. Florida voters hardly considered him the wealthy Harvard-educated attorney that he was. Bob Graham was 87. Norman Hall, Washington.
A company that makes voting machines has settled its defamation lawsuit against a conservative news outlet. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Smartmatic, a voting technology company targeted by bogus fraud claims related to the 2020 presidential election, has reached a settlement with the One America News Network. Terms have not been disclosed. Smartmatic was one of the voting equipment companies ensnared in wild conspiracy theories, falsely claiming they'd flipped votes that cost former President Trump re-election. Smartmatic was an odd target, though. Its voting technology and software was used only in Los Angeles County, a Democratic stronghold and where Trump did not contest his loss. But it's also provided voting services in Venezuela, and that created a springboard for the phony conspiracy claims. Smartmatic still has active lawsuits against Fox News and the conservative outlet Newsmax. Ben Thomas, Washington.
House Republicans delivered impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate yesterday. Republicans say he's refused to enforce immigration laws, while Democrats could quickly vote to dismiss the charges. This is AP News. Severe storms left a trail of damage in several Midwestern states, including in Iowa, where a tornado injured two people. Tornadoes were also reported in Kansas. Citing safety, the University of Southern California is making a rare cancellation of a speech by its 2024 valedictorian over her support for Palestinians.
Asna Tabassum says the decision blindsided her. The school says the speech would have presented substantial security risks for the event that draws 65,000 people to campus. The Israel-Hamas war has presented a challenge for colleges under pressure to preserve free speech and open debate. Tabassum says anti-Muslim and anti-Palestinian voices have subjected her to a campaign of racist hatred because of her uncompromising belief in human rights for all. She says her own university, her home for 4 years, has abandoned her. A USC official says the issue here is safety. It has nothing to do with free speech. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.